from Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak again. Joining us today here in the studio is Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to come in here every couple of weeks and have a chance to say a few things, a little bit about what's going on in Randolph County as far as Randolph County government goes. It doesn't include everything, just some of those highlights of items going on around the courthouse and things we're looking at and working on and those types of things. But I always appreciate the chance to come in here and say a few things every couple of weeks. Of course, coming up this Friday, at the end of the week, is our next county board meeting. If anyone is interested in attending, you're more than welcome to come and join us. The courthouse is now open. Mm-hmm. And as I was listening on your newscast from Mr. Petrovich, he said the governor's set on everything to open up everything as of the end of the week. Of course, we've already opened up the courthouse, but as they were saying, basically, I guess this declares an official end to COVID, or as close as you'd get to an official end to COVID, or whatever. Right. But for those who are vaccinated and want to come out, they're more than welcome to join us on our regular board meetings we have every 2 weeks, typically on Friday morning, unless they fall on a weekend. And so we'll be back open and running as of then. There's probably not a tremendous amount of items on the agenda this time of year. We have we're more to the summer. The busier times are usually around November and December. I'll make just a couple of notes that and this stuff is should be well known out there by now, but the Board of Review is open. Assessments for the quadrant were sent out and published a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it's been about 3 weeks now. The Board of Review will be open for another couple of weeks. If anyone wants to discuss their assessments or whatever, they can either discuss them with the assessor or make an appointment with the Board of Review in order to have discuss them there or have them appealed or that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then when that closes up, the Board of Review should close by the end of the month, if I'm not mistaken, maybe just a little bit sooner. And then that'll begin the process of finalizing the real estate tax bill so we can get them out a little earlier than we did last year. Of course, 2020 was the year of COVID, and didn't seem like anything worked well last year, but it looks like right now we're about 8 weeks ahead of schedule of what we were last year. I would still like to be about 4 weeks better, but still we've improved a lot from last year to this year, and I'm happy for that. So it looks like tax bills will probably, and this is still very preliminary, but we'll probably be going out somewhere around mid to late August, I would think, with due dates in September and maybe early November type, just tentatively. And of course, as we get the final, once the Board of Review closes, we can present to the state of Illinois to where they can hand out the final multipliers, if any, and include those. And at that point in time, when it goes into the state of Illinois for finalization, you're kind of you're on their terms then. So maybe they turn it around in a week, maybe they turn it around in 3 weeks. You just simply don't know. So that's why I can't give exact dates as to when things will occur, but it looks like they're occurring in that time frame. So if that's the case, that is very well, and I'm happy to see it moving forward like that at this point in time.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we got a break here. Let's throw that in. We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. 9:36, you're listening to The People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And well, it's summer now, basically, we can say. And
yes, it has turned to summer with the 1st of June, and it's nice to be out there and enjoying it, although today it's a bit cloudy, but right. I always love the sunshine, and I always enjoy summer. And actually, I'm looking forward to a little bit of vacation time this summer. Not exactly sure how it's going to fit, but I hope to work some out. As you get older, you appreciate doing that and appreciate visiting those grandchildren. which I got a little bit of opportunity to do over the weekend. I always enjoy having a chance to see them and talking with other individuals. And I'm actually looking forward to this summer is getting out and going to a few picnics and those types of things and parades. We never got a chance to do any of that last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to that. In Randolph County road work, we have a bridge project scheduled down, and you've probably heard me mention this one before, down on County Road 5. That is the road that runs between Wine Hill and Rockwood. Through that area, there's actually two bridges on that road. We replaced one of those a year ago. We have the second one scheduled. We're not going to replace the bridge, but we're going to take the deck off of it, then do the necessary maintenance to the steel structure under it, some new bridge bearings, those types of things, and then put a new deck on it. That contract was led at about, about the middle of May. We were hoping to begin on it by now, but as anyone who's following construction knows, the materials are hard to come up with, and there's some bridge bearings that go underneath it that will need to be ordered, and they have been ordered, but it'll probably be another 6 to 8 weeks before they get those, so it's going to be a period of time before we can schedule it. Because once you begin, obviously it shuts down the road, and there will be plenty of notice when that is going to happen, when they get ready to schedule it. But it will close down the road for 3 or 4 weeks. And in that period of time, obviously, once you start that process, you want it to move as quickly as possible through that process. So we're looking at it. We've also allocated some fuel funding and motor fuel tax funds and looking at some projects on the road that runs from right here south by the Casey's on the west side of town, south down. That's part of that's inside the city limits of Sparta, but as you clear the city limits of Sparta right around the county highway department on south down to the Shoe Line Road, that road, what I always refer to as Chester Blacktop, we're going to do some straightening and ditch work and possibly some resurfacing on that. It's under study now, so nothing will happen obviously in 21. The work may take place in late 22 or 23. It takes a period of time to get all the engineering work back, then get all the plans approved by IDOT and ready to go. But that's also another project we're looking at, as well as we're gonna begin mowing here before long. Snow plows are off and that's passed, and and now it's time to start the mowing process, and we have begun in some parts of the counties. And this, you have to remember, there are road districts. There are obviously inside the city limits of different towns, and there's also the county highway. And when I talk about the mowing, I'm talking about the county highway roads, not the road district roads. But the actual county highways that we're responsible for will be beginning that before long. So that's some of that in the roads and other things. So that gives you a little bit of an update on where we're at on that.
Yeah.
In other items going on, we let the bids for a roofing project, actually two different roofing projects. One is the shingled part of the courthouse. If you remember, we had changed the courthouse roof out about 4 years ago, put in new heating cooling systems, and we'd had a lot of problems with it. It was 40 years old, and so we have a nice new roof on that, a 30-year roof. But if you ever look at the top, the very top structure up there inside what we call the rotunda, it's up on the top floor, the fourth floor, the observation deck. Above that, there's a shingle section of roof, and there are some traditional shingles on it. And that is the part that still needs to be changed. And we let that bid actually come in considerably less than what I had thought. I had thought it may run as much as $75,000. It's basically came in at about half that.
Oh my.
So we're going to have the opportunity to get that taken place probably in the next few weeks, depending on how the materials and availability of the work crews are, as well as another little building over to the side. There was a building that was kind of north and west of the courthouse there that the owner had passed away, and it's right there adjacent to our parking lot. And if we acquired that building about, it's been 3 weeks ago, I believe it was, we acquired that building. It was the old Mulholland surveying property, and we use that for storage, and because we have a lot of different records and those types of things to store. Right there, and it's in a very good location. You just couldn't pass it up, and it wasn't tremendously expensive. And then the second roofing project that's going on will actually be the county highway building that I mentioned earlier. It's just on the southwest side of Sparta. But it needs a new metal roof over the top of the the general structure where the maintenance building where we maintain our trucks and keep all of our equipment. And that should be taking place. However, it's a steel roof, and steel's kind of in back supply. So although we've let the contracts and committed, it might take them a little while to get the necessary materials before they begin. And when I hear they began, or they actually schedule a date, and I'll go ahead and mention it on the radio at that time when I'm in. But I haven't actually heard a hard scheduled date for it. But those are the two of the main maintenance projects we'll be taking a look at here. Otherwise, through the rest of the budget, everything's moving along as normal. We did receive some stimulus funds from the federal government to help defer some of the costs that associated with COVID last year, and we're still working through those issues to determine those and working through them. And there possibly might be some funding for some other items. About 2 weeks ago, I was over at the Kaskaskia Port District over there on the Kaskaskia River. And the Army Corps of Engineers was there, and I met the colonel, who is now in charge of the St. Louis District where we're at. And they were also discussing some projects on that port there, and some dredging and those types of things, because that has become very widely used there for TMW and some of those industries that work in that area. So that's nice to hear that that project's moving forward. I had seen a timeline on it. Not exactly sure how it's going to proceed, but it looks like it'll be something that will actually be occurring in probably 23, maybe 24, because they have to work through all the different, you know, surveying and environmental studies and those types of things. But it does take a period of time, but that's one that's being taken a look at as well.
Okay. So little projects going on.
Well, there are many different projects that take place on a continual basis. I sat here and discussed the ones that I'm involved in, and you know, and some of the things that happen. There are many others that happen, of course, through the course of the, you know, years and the period of time. And you try to, in each one of them, many of these different projects, when you put them all together, they become progress for the area. And any one doesn't seem like that much, but as a group, they do quite well. And those are the types of things that, you know, I work on a regular basis, day by day, week by week, working towards them. I'll mention another one that we're updating software at Randolph County at the courthouse. Not that we exactly wanted to, but if you're ever involved in software, you know this stuff changes on a continual basis, and your suppliers who provide the stuff to you writes to you and says, well, you know, congratulations, we're changing the programs, and you have to change too. And so it becomes quite a issue, you know, when you have to change the entire county system at the courthouse and put in another one, and how are you going to line up the new time clocks, and how are you going to account for, you know, the different aspects of payroll. And it takes quite a bit of time to sit there and discuss it with the consultants and work through the different aspects piece at a time to put them in place. And so I'm involved in much of that as the process goes on. Actually, that took three of my days last week, just sitting down there working with them on those particular issues. But they become important over time. You don't think much of them at the time you're working at them. But if you don't get them set up right, and as I was explaining to them, if we get started off on the wrong foot, then you're going to have to live with these problems year after year after year. So you want to try to set this stuff up the very best you can at the beginning to alleviate future problems down the road. But those become many of the different things that I work on in the process of doing this.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Sure. Let's go ahead and throw that in here. We'll be back in just a few. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Got a few minutes left here in the program today. Again, we're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And, I mean, there's things going on, not a lot, but I mean that's a good thing too.
There are always activities and work going on in Randolph County that's not always out in front. I'll mention a couple of others. I was at a meeting at Comwell last week. That's the former Human Service Center, for those who don't know that, and they're now known as Comwell. Community Wellness. And I was there, and Congressman Boss stopped by, and that was he was part of the meeting, and we were discussing the issues in Randolph County with substance abuse and how you can provide better mental health services to people of Randolph County. Something that you don't normally hear, you know, discussed a lot, but these are issues that you have to deal with, and people in requiring mental health services and substance abuse and those types of things, it's very important. And Commonwealth had submitted some grant applications on the funding proposals that were part of or may become part of the infrastructure bill, if you've heard about that. Now, the infrastructure bill is very controversial in Washington, and so we'll just leave that where it's at. But it was very nice to have a Congressman Boss come by. It wasn't his first time to the facility, but it had been a while since he'd been there. I think a couple of years. Well, nothing happened in last year. And it had been a couple of years, and we had a nice time with a tour of the facility and discussing some of the issues and needs, which are funded from both federally, and they're funded state. They're also funded locally through 708 board, and discussing some of those issues. And of course, I hear him here on WHCO, and I always thank him for being appearing on WHCO. And he said to tell you, by the way, when I was speaking to him, he said to tell you hi.
He says he wants to try to actually get in here sometime.
Well, you have to realize I'm a lot more available living in the area than obviously he is living in, you know, between Murfreesboro and Washington, D.C., and their schedules are, I mean, the schedule was to the minute. I mean, we had like 45 minutes with him, then he had to move on to the next one, and we tried to make the most of that through that process. But he is a very good person and interested in the area, and that gave us some opportunities to discuss the mental health issues of Randolph County, and which go along with other related types of issues with the local hospitals in a community, more of a covered health type of environment, that I think you're going to see a lot of the models of Medicare and Medicaid and these things move into a more comprehensive type of wraparound services of wellness. And now that's from my non-medical background, so that's probably a very rough description of it, and somebody who specializes in that could probably give you a lot better idea. But some of the ways that we're looking for is medical care will move forward into the next generation and those types of things. So it was nice to have those discussions with them, meet with them. We have also heard on our proposals for the if you've listened before, proposals for the National Monument, National Park status for the Prairie du Rocher area, which is also connected with the similar proposals for on the opposite side, which is St. Genevieve, Prairie du Rocher, which opposite sides of the river. Both Senator Duckworth and Senator Durbin of Illinois have taken a look at these, and they're in their process of considering them, and it is being considered by National Park Service, Department of the Interiors. That is moving forward. It seems to be picking up some momentum, which I'm glad to hear. It's under consideration. We've put together some very nice proposals, and that would be very nice if we could achieve that status. There are no national parks anywhere in this area, and we often live around here. You forget about what there is here, but 200 years ago, this was the western border of the United States, was the Mississippi River.
Right.
And it's certainly worthy of, and a very fine area to, you know, to have those types of things. So it's nice to see those moving forward. Mm-hmm. And our Chris Martin, our economic development director for Randolph County, has put quite a bit of work in on that, and many kudos to him on the effort that he has put into it, and I support him in every way I can in moving forward with it, as well as on much of the other tourism. I think it's been pretty well announced that the World Shooting Complex is going to be open this year. That's been out several times. The governor actually came to the World Shooting Complex. It's been about 3 weeks ago now, I believe it was, and I had the opportunity to see him out there for a few minutes. I mean, nothing, just hi, how you doing?
Right.
And say hi to him and thank him for stopping by in Randolph County and keeping us in mind this year as well. And they did have a nice vaccination clinic through the Randolph County Health Department associated with that. The Randolph County Health Department has been wonderful through 2020 helping on this, and they've done an outstanding job.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're out of time, but thanks for stopping by.
That's quite all right, and thank you very much. I always enjoy the opportunity to be here and say a few words. You have a great day.
All right, you too. We'll look forward to talking to you next time. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. Have a great day.